Turn your Bibles to John chapter 3. If I have told you earthly things and you didn't believe, how shall you believe if I tell you heavenly things? I mean, he's telling him a man has to be born again. He said something very remarkable. He said, a man has to be born again. He cannot see the kingdom. You can't see the kingdom without being born again. You're not going to see this operation. And then he said something pretty remarkable. No man hath ascended up to heaven, but he that came down from heaven, even the Son of Man, which is in heaven. So he's giving you right here a key to the mystery of how he walked with the Father. His walk with the Father is very much different than we know than the Corinthian model. His walk was one of union with the Father. And he gave you a master key right here. He said, no man has ascended up to heaven except he that came down from heaven, even the Son of Man that's in heaven, while I'm speaking to you. This is what we have to obtain, the ability to walk in both places simultaneously. Now, God splits them up for the purpose of us learning how to get out from ourselves. Somebody said, why can't we just create the habitation here without going up? I said, because you can't connect. It's hard. If your faith can't get out of your jurisdiction, you can't get that jurisdiction here. And so you're only going to have to rely on the Holy Spirit to come upon you to do anything. Amen? Which he's good. He does. But we're asking for something else, right? If your faith can't get out of the jurisdiction of this earth, you're not going to get connected. That's the whole purpose of the wheel. And so the purpose of getting out of one jurisdiction, not to mention the benefits of that whole progression into the Father, what it does for us, especially the higher you get, the more glory we obtain, the higher the enemy's assaults come, higher levels, you know, higher devils, but you're higher in a place to deal with it too. And because you're higher, you can unload and you learn to unload. That was a marvelous day for me, just learning to unload. Because you can't be full of a bunch of stuff and walk like this in the kingdom. You can be full of all kinds of stuff in the anointing of God that's been assigned to your life. It'll come on you. It'll come on you. You'll get relief for 2 hours and then you go back to what you were. There's a lot of people that walk like that because they don't know how to get the stuff off of them. And so to being able to surrender and get things unloaded, that's huge in itself. We've learned to do that throne of grace, baptism, and then we've learned to partake of the lily and partake of the Father's love. And now we're on this other side of the equation, the plumb line phase. And what he's looking for is for us to be seated with him and functioning in the earth. See, there was a part of him when he was constantly saying, do you not believe that I'm in my Father and my Father's in me? That was his whole message that John was able to capture. Some captured the part of his salvation, but John was capturing that union factor with the Father. He understood that. He was capturing it all through his book. Jesus was constantly bearing witness. Even the works, they're designed to know that I'm in my Father where he is, but he's in me where I am. Now, he prays something very specific about this. I want you to go for a minute to John 17. Because it's this union of being seated in heaven and functioning in the earth is what he wants. Part of you is in the high place, another part of you is here. You've been given that capacity, by the way. You've been given the capacity to function jurisdictionally in both arenas. And when we're first beginning, we're just learning to function in his arena. But now he's going to teach us how to function in our arena with him. But part of us seated with him, and that is the dominion mechanism. And we're seated with him above, functioning here. That releases the dominion mechanism in the earth. That is going to release it at its highest level, without a doubt. So he goes, and they all may be one, Father. And he describes the oneness. Okay, we're going to get this one more time. Father, you are in me, I'm in you, they're in us. That's us with him where he is. Amen? All that image is, I'm in you, Father, they're in me. And you go up the ladder. You're dwelling in Christ all the way up into the Father, the union. But he doesn't stop there. And he says this, that they all may be one, Father in me, I'm in thee, they be one in us, that what the world may believe that thou hast sent me, and the glory which you gavest me, the glory you gavest me. See, he's already, I've given, just like he said, I have given Jericho. We're operating in a have-given position, already done. All we're doing is entering into what's already done. We're working our faith into a finished operation of his glory. One part's being in him where he is, the other part of him being with us where we are. He says, and the glory you gave us to me, I have given them. And then he's going to describe the other side of it. He does this twice, by the way. I want you to see this. He's going to say both realms twice. He says, I in them, thou in me. You see that? See, I'm in them where they are, but Father, you're in me while I'm in them. Okay, you see, we're there with him where he is. He's with us where we are. The one side is, he says, Father, I'm in you, they're in us. They're one in us where we are. So you say, I'm in you, Father, where you are, they're with us. But then I'm in them where they are, and you're in me. That's the earthly operation. Okay? You got heavenly, earthly. Now, eventually, God's going to merge both of these in what he calls something, and he says it right here. I in them, thou in me, that's where they are. All right, the next one is, no, I am in them where they are, you're in me, Father. That's the earthly, that they may what? Be perfect in this oneness. What he was asking for, now he's praying the prayer, he already prayed the prayer, he's prayed a prayer, the Father's already answered. How many believe God at least answers the Lord's prayers? I in them where they are, I'm in them where they are, but they're in us where we are. Okay, he goes, that they may be what? Watch this, perfect in oneness. There's two types of perfection here. There's a perfection of coming into the oneness where he is, which is really that image, up to the perimeter blessings that's in that image, and really kind of the open heaven, we start getting in the Father's love in the perambulation. We're starting to move into plumb line. But everything in that image, most of it, is about us being where he is, in Christ and then in the Father. You see that? Because he prays that specifically. But then he says, Father, I am in them where they are, you're in me, that they what? May be perfect in oneness. The perfection he's looking for, it can't stop there. It has to come down into a perfect union with us in the earth. In other words, I want them to walk the way I walked, Father. My whole mystery I'm giving them is the mystery of my mantle that started when I said, can you not believe that I'm in my Father where he is and my Father's in me where I am? If you can believe this, then you can get on a journey and I can take you into the same exact thing that I have been given from my Father. And not only can I take you into oneness, I can perfect the oneness the way it was perfected in me, that where I can dwell in my Father where he is and he can dwell with me where I am in the earth, and we can do this kingdom thing 24 hours a day. That's what he's looking for. That's the perfected oneness he's looking for. Amen? That is the ultimate all in all of him being with us. And then he drops back again and he prays his great prayer, Father, I will. He knew you can't start with oneness here. It doesn't work that way. He'll send his Holy Spirit. You can work with the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit will anoint you just like you are. He'll anoint you because that's what he does. But their other mission of the Holy Spirit is Erchemai, to teach you how to go. But Erchemai has two realms. One of them is jurisdictional transfer that way. The other one's jurisdictional transfer this way. He's going to teach you both realms. That is the Holy Spirit teaching us this realm. That's what he's doing. Why? He wants to perfect the oneness this way. God wants to be one with you where you are, just as like he wants you to be one with him where he is. In both jurisdictions, oneness gets complete. That's ultimately what he wants from a whole generation of people, a completed oneness. And so he goes back to the other side. Father, I will that they be with me where I am in you, that they may behold my glory in you, that they may know that they're loved. They can behold the glory. They can know who you are. I can introduce them to you so you can come and then flood them, fill them, conquer them, overcome them, and then you can come back to be with them where they are. And he actually finishes it in his prayer. If you look at his prayer, watch the final part of the prayer. Verse 24, after he says, Father, I will they also. See, he's reverting back now to the oneness where he is. Who now given me, be with me where? Where I am. We've only been there 10 years, so we know a little bit about that place. that they may behold my glory, which thou hast given me, for you love me from the foundation of the world. Now watch, he's going to go back to this realm. Oh, righteous Father, the world hath not known thee, but I've known thee. And these have known that thou hast sent me, and I have declared unto them thy name, and I will declare it, that the love wherewith you've loved me may what? Be in them where they are, and I in them. You see that? So twice he goes back and forth. One's where he is, one's where we are. One's where he is, one's where we are. But he wants to not only have us receive that realm, but he wants to perfect both realms simultaneously. We're not there yet. We're going to get there. This is his prayer. He's going to see to it. We've been tracking with him that we get there. Amen. Right now, we got to kind of focus individual on each realm, but pretty soon both of them will operate. Boom, boom. In other words, the Lord can just open his eyes, be in one place and be here at the other place and function fully in either way. Pretty awesome, huh? He wants to perfect that union. He says that in John 14. He says, if a man will keep my words, these words, John 14, 15, 16, 17, and everything around them, there's a lot of supporting words around those, but in specifically this focused, he's really honing them in. If they can keep this focus, if they'll keep this focus, if they'll keep it, my Father will love him. See, that's where he is. Or will you be with me where I am? But my Father will love you where he is. He'll bring you to where he is and bring you into the reconciliation. And then, say, and then, my Father and I will come make our abode with you in the earth. So this is constant, two different focuses. One's to be with him where he is, the other one for him to be with us where we are. He hasn't focused in this arena, but he is beginning to focus it now, right? He's beginning to focus the plumb line here. Right? So we're in the plumb line phase. When I say plumb line, y'all know what I mean by that, right? See, plumb line, is plumb line drop from top or bottom? How do you drop a plumb line if you start from bottom up? We've been living in bottom up Christianity for a very long time. We come up in here and say, Father, come down. Father, come down. Oh, bring that Holy Ghost down. And he does. Praise God for that. Amen. But that's not plumb line. And that is always going to be limited. I don't care. Some people may not admit to it, but it's always going to be limited. It's going to be a limited operation when you're bottom-up Christianity and you're always warring down here. Top-down Christianity is we go up. We're seated first. We're crowned with glory and honor, just like the Lord was crowned in glory and honor, made him have dominion. Where was dominion? Dominion was restored where? In the right hand of God. Raised him up, crowned him with glory, honor, made him have dominion. Everything he did, we were going with him. You have to understand, everything with Christ, when he was buried, we were buried. When he was raised, we were raised. When he was crowned, we're crowned. When he was given dominion, we're given dominion. When he was set over the works of his hands, we were set over the works of his hands. You're following into the footsteps of everything Christ already did. Why? Because he's finished everything. We're just following him all the way to what he's done. We're following him into the fullness of the finished work, right? Each part of the way has to be appropriated by faith. Faith, 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 faith. But not just generalized faith, focused faith. That's why we're drawing the circles. Why are you drawing the circle? Looking from top down, drawing the circle. Whether it's around this church, we're going to do the church today, or whether it's around your home, or whether it's around your business. You draw the circle from top down. I like to get a Google satellite. You know what I do? I'll zoom in and out. I'll zoom in, zoom out, zoom in, zoom out. Why do I'm doing that? I want to get the imagery. I'm coming from very high place. The higher I go up, the smaller that circle gets. When you're really high up in an airplane, you ever look down, you're just like, man, that's just a little dot. Our whole life, people live for the little dot down there. But you're in the middle of the dot, you know, it's your whole world. So you get above. Why? Because everything's been set under my feet. I want to come from top down, not bottom up. I'm going to go up. Above second heaven, now I'm going to get a legal entrance down from the right hand of God into first heaven for the express purpose of clearing out second heaven. Now, I'm not going to be able to clear out every principality and power out there. You're not either. Jesus himself didn't do that. But he did clear them out wherever he was. And wherever he walked, he had a perimeter open blessing. He had a perimeter blessing. He had a perimeter open heaven where there was no second heaven interference. That's why he could say to Nicodemus, no man has descended from heaven, except the Son of Man that ascended to heaven, even the Son of Man that's in heaven. Say, in heaven. He didn't have the second heaven interference. The angels of heaven ascended and descended upon him in a perfect state of union, always wherever he was, because the union was perfected. The union perfected is the union for God to fellowship with us down here in a oneness will require second heaven interference removed from our life. That means we're going to have to walk in a perimeter circle. To do that, we need to draw a circle top down. Amen. It helps your focus to draw a circle. We get the circle around us first. As we get the circle around us and we're enthroned and we're circled in that throne. Listen, you're going to make mistakes along the way. You might make big mistakes along the way. You got to know God's merciful. That's what the throne of grace is for when you're making mistakes. God is not beating you up near as much as you'll beat yourself up. And he definitely won't beat you up as near as much as other people will. God loves. He's for you. He understands. This is tough. But he ultimately wants to get us to a place of dominion, right? So as we draw that circle, we're dropping down into that circle, right? First thing we're going to do is the Jericho model now. We're going from top down in Jericho model. Send the armed warriors. That's the angelic host. Warrior angels. Every time I pray, I got a legion of angels. In any circle, I'm releasing at least one legion into that circle. Legion, why? They're there to help assist you in the creation of the cylinder portal of glory. Because eventually you want angels ascending and descending. Where was Jacob? He was at the bottom of the ladder. Christ, top of the ladder. That ladder became one. Now Christ was at the bottom of the ladder in his ministry. And guess who was at the top of the ladder? Father. Now they're one. Where is Christ now? In us. We're in him where he is, but he's in us. So if he's in us, Father's in us. So we got to get that ladder cleared out, right? Because that's how perfect fellowship comes from top down, is the ladder clears out the second heaven. We release angelic authority. Now what are we going to do? As we're standing there, this is the part that's going to be tough for you, but like anything else, you remember the day you couldn't even get through the door and now you're through the door? Now the door is like the easiest thing ever. This is what I'm about to say to you will become easy. You're going to have to stretch yourself down. You're going to stand in one place with the Father and your feet are going to touch down inside that circle. I want you to close your eyes a minute. I want you to feel as though you're in the presence of the Lord above. I want you to stretch your feet down and touch down. You're going to learn touch down and be in both jurisdictions at the same time. As an intercessor, when you learn this, it can be the greatest thing you've ever learned. As you touch down in that place, you are going to administrate heavenly things within the dominion circle that God has given you. Those heavenly things, you're going to administrate the crown. You're going to be in both places at the same time. You're going to be able to focus both in the Father and the Father in you here. And you're going to be able to stand down while you're in the Father in that circle. And you're going to release the crown. And you're going to release and you're going to see the priest, the seven priests, which represents the seven eyes, bearing the seven trumpets of ram's horns and encompassing where you are. They're encompassing the circle. You're going to see it from top down, but then you're going to get in the middle of it, and that crown's going to come down over you. Encompass your whole circle. You're crowning the atmosphere you're walking in. You're crowning the position you walk in. You're crowning. You have to know you've been crowned. How do we know that? Jesus has already been crowned. He was crowned with glory and honor. You were crowned with glory and honor, right? If you're crowned with glory, you got to believe that. We're going to show you how to do that today. And then you're going to believe the dominion has been restored. In the right hand of God, that's why you're dropping from right hand down, because that's where the dominion is. That's he keeps the dominion there so the enemy can't steal it, but you have the right to bring it down as a joint heir. As you have a right to bring the dominion down. The final thing we want to do, and this is the part that's going to take the time, it's going to take the final focus of our faith. If we've gotten everything else, we're going to get this too. The Lord's going to do this. I promise he's going to do it. He's going to perfect the oneness. It's part of his prayer. The Father's already answering the prayer. He just needs us to agree with the prayer. We're going to stand down in that circle and believe for the oneness of God to drop down into where we are. Just as we are where he is, we have to drop down through. And as the Father and the Lord drop down through, we're believing now for the ark. Like Chuck said, it's a flame of fire around us and the glory in the midst of us. He says, I will make my abode with you. All those scriptures, we're going to keep those words from the middle of that circle. We're going to keep that very word. But now we're not only with him, but we're here. We're in the circle. You're touching down, but now you're holding the word, the final part of the word, the perfected oneness. You have to come to where I am, the abode of God. That's the tabernacle where God flooded the tabernacle with Moses, Solomon in his temple, where he was with Christ in transfiguration. Father God touching down with us in the earth. See, Father touching down. All of this is going to happen by faith. All of this is going to happen by awareness of faith. Amen. All this is going to happen from a place of awareness as we continue. We start building our faith. We're touching down. Now we're standing here keeping the final word of already a perfected work. Was he with the Lord? Was the Father with the Lord in the earth? Was his manifest glory with the Lord? Did he ask you to believe? What did he ask you to believe? If you look at John, what he asked them to believe, quite different than this salvation. He was asking them to believe the oneness. He says, you cannot believe that I'm in my Father where he is right now, but my Father's in me where I am in right now. Can you believe this oneness? These works that I do, they are there for the express purpose of this oneness, for you to believe this oneness. I need you to believe it because you'll never obtain it. If you cannot see it with me, you cannot obtain it. Now, what did he tell them in Jericho? See, I'm with you. You have to come to the place where we see Father inhabiting us the way he inhabited the Lord. Because he's in Lord, in us. Y'all want to go in? That's it. We stand down into that circle and we hold that word until manifestation. And we do that every day until the awareness and faith begins to build. And it's faith. The thing is not, you're not moving God to come down. God has already done this. The Lord said, I have given them my glory. I have given them all of this. I have given them the pursuit up. I've given them the pursuit down. It's already done. That's why that prayer is so important to understand what he prayed there. It's a done deal. He goes, see that I've given you. See that I have given you this. See it. You've got to see it or you can't go for it. Amen. We're just now, that's just not what he was focusing on before, but that is what he's focusing on now. He's focusing here too. It never changes, but it's the glory realm. The glory is heavy. That's the nature of the glory realm. But this is it. This is the culmination of the mystery. This is it. The anointing without measure is what we're looking for. The anointing without measure is coming with the Father. It was with the Lord. It's going to be with the Father. The Father was his secret. The Father is going to be our secret. The Lord is now holding a mediator gap to see this happening. He is standing as mediator because his ultimate desire is for us to do what he did and understand it and bring Father down into us. Father coming back into the tabernacle of men. We are the tabernacle. And Revelation says, behold, the tabernacle of God is with man. And where we are. Your faith is what's going to make that happen. But faith in a finished work. That's why you got to meditate upon those chapters and meditate upon what's been done. And see that I've already done this. See that I've already done this. See Father coming down. See his glory exploding in that portal. See his manifest glory upon your life. See Mount of Transfiguration glory upon you. See it. You can see it in tabernacle. You just look at your body as Moses' tabernacle or Solomon's temple. That's your body. But see the glory and the administration of the glory inside. That's the perfected oneness he's looking for. That's the finality of what he wants. That's the finality of what he's looking for. That's what we're after. Amen? Amen. Praise God. All right. So today's prayer is to show you how to do this, right? I'm going to kind of start right at the end of where we normally begin. And I'm going to go in that way. And I'm just going to show you what and how we do this. This is what I'm learning right now. This is meant for your understanding in that way you can go and practice it yourself and learn your own things. But there's certain things I'm going to do the Lord showed me to get in position. But I am at one point in time, I'm going to stand over that circle. I'm going to drop my feet down in. I'm going to drop down in. Amen. You drop in. Amen. You drop into the glory. Praise God forever. It's really exciting. We're going to drop the plumb line. You can see yourself on the top. Just drop the plumb line down. Say, I am the plumb line generation. Early church is building bottom up. We're building top down. But they got all the revelation. It was their, it was job to get it all. Listen, the Holy Ghost fell. They didn't know any of this. None of it. The Lord just gave it to them. They didn't have a clue what he was talking about. When the Holy Spirit fell out in the book of Acts, they weren't functioning from the top. They had to build that foundation to the top. Paul wanted it. Man, he saw it. He saw our day. He wanted it bad. He goes, oh, let us go into the perfection. Let's go. He wanted it. I probably, he would trade places with you in 1 second flat to be in this generation, the one that the Lord said to Rick Joyner was the greatest generation ever. Say, we are the plumb line generation.